And now we welcome Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica with Tips to Grow On, brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape, serving the Flathead for 26 years on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. I drove up to Kettle Care Organics yesterday. I had to pick some stuff, and I happened to think of that because I remember seeing you up there before.
Absolutely. I love going there, and you know, I was chased by the first mosquito this year.
Really?
And yeah, if it's a mile away, if I'm a mile away, it'll find me, I promise you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get right back to that, what is it called, robber's mist? Yeah, wonderful bug spray that they have, and it works, and it doesn't have any DEET, which I like. And great place.
Well, if you're too late, they also have itch ease cream.
I've gotten that for my husband before. Yeah, and it works. It's wonderful. Cherry trees are blooming. Fruit trees are blooming. Spring is definitely here. Do you have any lilacs close by?
Yeah, I've got. I haven't seen anything bloom yet, but we've got lilacs.
Oh, they're getting ready to burst into full color, and I love the burgundy color.
Do they flower every year, or are they cyclical?
They're perennials. They flower every year, provided you didn't prune them in the fall.
I didn't do anything to them in the fall, but they just look like empty bushes to me.
Yeah, mine do too.
Yeah, did you prune them at the wrong time, maybe?
I didn't prune them at all.
No, we transplanted it last year.
Okay, it needs a couple of years to get established.
But
I remember being called into a garden a couple of years ago and it hadn't bloomed, and she said, "When did you prune it?" And she said, "I don't know, the gardener pruned them." And so anyway, I said, "You're gonna have to wait a year maybe." Are you harvesting anything, John? Are you
not yet?
How about the greenhouse? How about Darcy's greenhouse?
My wife has only planted flowers and some corn, which she furnished to somebody to transplant.
Right. No, that's very, very generous. Well, spinach should be coming in for many of you, and lettuces. Yeah, really, really great. There's just nothing that compares to that taste.
Judy gets back from Greece this afternoon, so I have imagined that we're going to be doing quite a bit of work this weekend on the raised gardens.
Greece? Well, she might have run into my youngest brother there.
They're
touring Greece. Yeah. I don't know where they are right now, but what a beautiful time of the year to be there. Yeah. Oh, John, how nice.
She's been raving about it and sending pictures back and everything. Castles everywhere.
Castles.
But you're used to that in your part of the world where you came from. There were castles.
Well, I always took them for granted, you know, until I was gone. And then I took my kids to the castles and say, see, this is what I grew up with. How nice. Well, before I continue, I want to give special thanks again to everyone who continues to make our lives easier in so many, many ways. But special thanks to Valley Neighbors and their hard work to welcome and assimilate newcomers into our community. So thank you. I was talking about hydrangeas last week, and I want to continue today, but I did have a question about the Hydrangea Highway. Well, that is in Jifa Prefecture in Japan, so you can look that up. There's also a Blue Island, an island called Blue Island, and that is Failal, and that is in the Azores. So put that on your bucket list. I'm sure it's a beautiful, beautiful destination. And I have a short review of what we talked about last week. Hydrangeas. Well, it's one of the 10 most favorite flowers for many, many, many people. How do you plant it? Location: morning sun is ideal, afternoon shade. There are four types: the big leaf ones, the panicle, oak leaf, and the smooth hydrangeas, the smooth-leaved hydrangeas. They can be great indicators of soil pH. They can be, especially two varieties. And we'll talk about that today, how to change the color. There are two groups. Some grow on old wood, which means last year's growth, and some grow on new wood, so which is this year's growth. How do you prune? Well, there are the three D's: dead wood, diseased wood, and anything that's damaged, or if it's cross-growing over and you want to shape the bush just a little bit make it look a little bit like a bowl, a little bit nicer. So can you color the chain? Can you change the colors? Well, there are two varieties where you can do that. One is the macrophyllus. Those are the people call them mop heads, the big blue bulbs. And then the serratus. And the way to recognize them is their lace caps. They look very, very lacy, have kind of a petally center, and look much more fragile than a mop head. How do you do that? Well, here's a little plant science. And the common thought is that the flower color is related to the pH of the soil. But according to Michael Durr, who's a very respected gardener and author, he says the color is not determined by the pH, but the amount of aluminum that a plant can access in the soil. So the amount of aluminum that it can draw into the plant from the soil. So that is determined by the pH and phosphorus levels in the soil. So a lower pH allows aluminum to be soluble and absorbed by plants, unless the phosphorus is very high, and the flowers tend to be blue. A higher pH locks up the aluminum and the flowers tend to be pink. And I'm going to give you some examples of pH in just a minute to make it just a little bit easier for you. So shades of cream to green can also be seen when blooms first open, and we think we can change those colors, but we cannot unless they're macrophyllus or serratus. So an example. You change the hydrangea flowers from blue to pink. You remove the aluminum from the soil. So how do you do that? You add garden lime to the soil to help raise the pH. So that sounds very, very simple. What is garden lime? It's ground lime stone rock. Say that fast. Mm. Which is a slow release amendment for treating acidic soils. So you want to tamper down the pH. If the soil is very acidic, so that your hydrangea can turn pink. So, of course, that means you have to do a soil pH test.
So now, I was wondering, you know, we've got a hot tub and you get those test strips and they change colors. And I'm wondering if it's measuring those very things.
So what are the test strips for?
To check the pH.
In the water,
and they go on a different increments of color from one end of the rainbow to the other.
You know, Robin, I think they must be very similar because that's what happens when you do a soil pH test.
Yeah,
you know,
same deal, I guess.
So if your soil pH, your testing, is 5.0 to 5.5, your chances of having that blue color are very, very good. If your soil pH is 6.0 to 6.5, which is a perfect, almost perfect pH for vegetables, you might get a pink or even a purple one. I've gotten a purple one before, which was a great, great, wonderful surprise for me. If the soil pH is 5.5 to 6.5, you definitely get purple or both blue and pink, which is really, really nice. So you make the petals bluer, you add aluminum sulfate, and to make the petals pinker, you add garden lime. So that's kind of simple. So what about, some people add coffee grounds. What happens when you add coffee grounds to change the color of the hydrangea?
Well, some coffee is acidic.
Well, it is, yes. Yeah. I mean, in degrees. Yes, you're absolutely right, Robin. And so it can turn your hydrangea, it can keep it blue. You know, as you said, Robin, coffee grounds make the soil more acidic, but you're going to have to wait a long time, depending on the shade that you want. Now, how about using vinegar in your watering when you water? How about, you know, that's acidic. It can do that, but it takes a long time. Faster and better results are obtained by if you use a hydrangea blue acidifier, if you would like to do that quicker. And there's a really great suggestion, and it's called J.R. Peters Hydrangea Blue. It's a liquid fertilizer that produces blue flowers, if that's what you want. How about using eggshells? You can use eggshells, and you can turn your hydrangea pink if you want, because it reduces the acidity in the soil. Mm. But again, you're going to have to wait a long time. So it might be easier to use that garden lime that we talked about. How do you dry blossoms? Well, I don't know how much time do we have, John. I'll give you a quick suggestion. Okay, I have hung the pieces, cuttings upside down in a cool, dark room, and it works beautifully. It doesn't keep the color like using something else would. You can dry them naturally in some water until water evaporates out of the sun. I'll give you a really great link. And this is Bob Vila. Yes, it is the guy from this old house. And his website is bobvila.com. And he has a wonderful site out, How to Dry Hydrangeas. So he talks about glycerin soap. He talks about silica gel and much, much more than we can go into here. So, John, I have more resources after we go to the nursery, if that works. Okay, if you go to americanscientist.org, has wonderful information about hydrangeas, what they are, where they come from, the history, and so on, if you want to learn more. And then also southernlivingplants.com has a wonderful article about, getting to know the four main types of hydrangeas. And then Michael Durr's book, Hydrangeas for American Gardens, is wonderful. And then if you don't know how to do companion plantings with your hydrangeas to make, create a beautiful garden spot, you can go to the Royal Horticultural Society. It has wonderful suggestions for companion plants. Okay, getting away from the beautiful stuff, we have to talk pests, I'm sorry. It is time to release your beneficial insects if you have them, like lace wings and ladybugs, but do that at night. If you've seen aphids around, they tend to appear on roses first or plum trees or other trees. Just look around and look on the underside of the leaves, of course. You can use insecticidal soap or a mixture of the insecticidal soap and pyrethrum, and that's the pyrethrum. If you have had some cottony, white, woolly aphid eggs on spruce and Douglas fir trees, and they've shaped like pine cone-like galls on spruce trees last year, it is time to spray, and that product is called Spruce Gall Adelgid. So that's Adelgid, according to MSU. So thank you so much. And garden to table. Robin, do you like the other green, the spinach? It is coming in.
Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Okay, maybe you want to have a spinach salad with strawberries. Strawberries are going to come in. Mm-hmm. It's so good with a light berry dressing. Throw in some candied pecans. Is your mouth watering yet?
Yeah.
Spinach is a superfood. Strawberries, of course, loaded with vitamin C and other antioxidants. Excellent source of magnesium. Said to reduce the risk of many, many health conditions. So enjoy. What's coming up? It's that Weed ID workshop, and that is May 31st. If you need more information, call the Extension Service at 758-5554. And next week, I'm really excited about that. I hope to talk to you from a very special place in Denver.
Ah.
I know you both know Denver well, right?
Yeah. So Botanical Gardens?
Not telling. You have to tune in, John.
All right.
You're going to have to tune in.
Okay, we'll tune in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, close to that.
All
Very
right.
close to that. A special place close by. Okay.
All right.
Before I close, I would like to leave you with a quote on unity by Friedrich von Schiller. Even the weak become strong when they're united. Thank you for listening. Be well. Remember, we're in this together, and pay forward if you can.
All right. Join us next Thursday for our next Tips to Grow On with Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica. Brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Excellent advice, great customer service. They've been serving the Flathead for 26 years at 9th Street West in Columbia Falls.